Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo Uji just making a video about you want a girlfriend? Well, do ya? Well, let's go. Yes everyone, if you can't tell, women today are not very good dating material. Oh yes, women are so socially awkward. You try to talk to them and they have meltdowns and they do things that are crazy. Look at this one. A pit bull was mauled to death by a 2-year-old girl in Detroit. So I'm sure this most likely was a basketball American and guess was hungry and thought that was a hot dog. Yum, 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 yum. Yes, little girl, you know that's a collar, right? A dog collar, not collard greens. Yes, teach him young and the possibilities are endless. N'est-ce pas? Moving on before I get struck down by God, right? Deus ex machina! Oh yes, and if you do have a good woman in your hands, you better protect her because the powers that be want you to be broken and sad. Those are the breaks, my friend. I know. Yes, you have all these people telling you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, and who to date. But no, you have your own thoughts and will. Don't let these groups of people control you, right? Got nothing better to do, but fuck these people. They want you to date all these crazy people, right? Would you want this big, giant woman as a girl? She's not bad looking, but she'll crush you. It says, dating is almost impossible. Woman who has bullied for being 6 feet 2 inches tall speaks out about her struggle of finding a boyfriend. Oh, yeah. Hey, she is pretty, like I said. And then she's up there north, so I'm sure she's nice and well-preserved. Oh, yeah. So why not? I bet you could fit a semi inside a vagina, but at least she's a woman, right? Right? Yeah? Hey, she could carry in your arms like a small child, right? Oh, she could be breastfeeding you. Oh, that'd be so awesome. It'd be like on a giant waterbed of fucking breast goodness. Oh, imagine the sweet, sweet milk you get off of those. Jesus. Oh, yeah, it's the land of milk and honey, right? Oh, your chick could look like this creature. Yikes. This looks like the female version of Mr. Burns. Oh, man. Fucking A. That's the kind of chick that you want? I think I'll pass. Right? I know people saying that I'm being a racist, but I'm more, you know, dealing with females bullshit, but that's just me. Yes, fellas, I don't have a girlfriend because of bullshit like this. I don't want to be dealing with crap. Right? Do you? I don't. Women always try to attack me and do all kinds of shit. Well, guess what, lady? I'm good looking, and I want to keep it that way because your madness hurts, and it hurts bad. Fuck you. Yeah, look at this shit. You're trying to sell your vehicle. Yeah, it's a 2025 Honda Odyssey. And then you get a text saying, hi, is this available? And you say, yes, are you interested? And then this bitch gives you this stupid shit. I'm a single mother of 3. Would you be willing to give this car for me for free? Our food stamps are running thin and I need a way to get my kiddo to school. Please? Oh, yes, I'm going to give you my car just to have you get your kids from point A to point B. Oh, yes, why should I do this for you, a stranger? Yeah, the audacity of this chick, and then this guy calls her a darkie. Says, get out of my DMs, you blank and blank. Yes, you can't say that word because, you know, the hard R. Because the hard R, yeah. You know that that word came from the word black in Spanish? Yeah. You try to say the hard R, and then it turned into that. Yeah. So, you're getting mad for the Spanish word of black? Oh, meh. People, that just shows their IQ. Huh. Yeah, I know. Yes, and then this chick, being stupid, she gets offended and goes, wow, disgusting! No, you're disgusting because you have 3 children, and I suspect with 3 different dudes, and you want this guy to subsidize your bad behavior. Why should he? He's just a regular dude from the streets trying to sell his shit. And you come in there like a filthy vulture trying to play on this guy's heartstrings. That's fucked up. You're the one that's disgusting. You have no shame. You see the world that we live in? False sense of entitlement. That's just my opinion, right? Or am I stupid? I guess. Yes, fellas, women have this kind of mentality and you still want a girlfriend? Yep, go pick one and this is what you're gonna get. Not all of the time, but most likely than not. Yeah, man, it's so tiresome dealing with this bullshit. You do your best thing possible for what? Just to get crapped on. It's so much bullshit, right? Oh, and don't worry, do you know in Ukraine all that shit is happening? Oh yes, there's bullshit there too. There's a lovely lady. Let me bring her up, hold on a sec. Yeah, this lovely lady. She's from Ukraine, yes. Do you know there's a war there going there in case you didn't know? Yeah, there's a war. And yeah, this lady is pissed off with her husband and she fucks him up hard. You know how there's guys dying left and right over there in Ukraine and there's like an epidemic that they need men to fight in the war? Well, what this chick does is she serves up her husband on a silver platter to their recruiting office or whatever. And yeah, do you still want a girlfriend? Or in this case, a wife? Let's watch.
Доброго дня.
Доброго.
Я тільки що дзвонила.
А що ви хотіли?
Я хотіла повідомити об укритті від мобілізації. Це дуже важлива справа.
Yes, here comes the fucking betrayal. Yes, you think you find yourself a loyal woman and you, because she's mad at you, she's gonna fucking kill you? Yeah, that's what she's doing. She's sentencing you to death to go fight in the war. Over stupid shit, I bet. Oh man, yes, women always do a meltdown over stupid shit. They throw their lives away over the fucking immediate now. Oh, you're very wrong, lady, but let's continue.
Моє прізвище?
Ні, хто ухиляється? Це чоловік ваш?
Так.
Yes, off with your head. Time to die. Oh, what a lovely lady.
А що ви хочете в армію здати?
Я хочу, щоб він виповняв.
Yeah, don't you have supposed to have a duty to your husband? But you're giving your husband's life away. Huh. Well, I guess till death do you part, right? Fuck.
Твій обов'язок. Це його обов'язок. По закону.
Yeah, what the fuck did this dude do? Was he fucking a goat or something? Was he cheating on you? What did he do for you to be this mean and vindictive? I wonder.
Хорошо. Сейчас мы позвоним в рік народження. Хорошо, добре, ми зараз допоможемо. А номер мобільного можна?
Звичайно.
Дякую.
Дякую.
А ваш номер мобільного можна, якщо що, щоб зв'язався з вами?
Так, звичайно.
Як вас звати? Дуже приємно.
Yeah, she does have a pretty name, right? Oh, fuck it, you know, this guy's gonna die soon, so why not make your move for her, right? Yeah, wasn't it, a Bible guy that did that? I don't know, I haven't read the Bible in, like, for ages, so it doesn't matter. But this guy is gonna die, and this chick's gonna be single. So yeah, recruiter guy, go fuck her. She's all yours. Yeah, I think it was King David that did that, sent some dude to the front lines to get him murdered so he could go bang the dude's wife. But, recruiter guy, you gotta be careful because if this chick does it to her last husband, what happens when you don't cut the mustard? Yep, I guess, you know, get another guy. Yep. Yeah, do you still want a girlfriend? You'll get this kind of stuff. It says, I deserve the best of everything because of Regina. That's true. You must make me your sole priority in life. Yes, that's women in a nutshell. You must strive every day to keep me validated, entertained, aroused, and emotionally stimulated. Yes, sounds like a lot of work just for fucking some dirty, rotten pussy. Just saying.
You must accept all my flaws and baggage and bad decisions and bad manners and emotional dysregulation and selfishness and erratic behavior.
No, you don't. You don't have to accept none of these. When women try to do this, it's because they're trying to abuse you to see what kind of bitch you are. Yeah, women just trying to control you. They don't care about you. They just want someone to use and abuse because women are evil. Just an opinion.
I owe you nothing in return.
And you get that a lot in return, so yeah.
I don't need to bring anything to the table aside from vagina.
And all attempts all use and abuse because the Fucking Tyrone, but what do I know, huh?
I reserve the right to be sour and spiteful and manipulative and boring and erratic and disrespectful and critical.
Yes, because women think they're judge, jury, and executioner, and you're just a fucking pawn to be used and abused. But there you are, still being there because you're dumb.
I reserve the right to badmouth you behind your back to everyone we know.
Yes, they do that shit a lot. And then when you cut them off, then they go, oh, what happened? Where did all the good guys go? Because you scared them away, bitch.
I reserve the right to continuously cultivate relations with your potential relationships while in a relationship with you.
Yes, that's called monkey branching, if you didn't know that. Hypergamy in a nutshell. Oh yes, women do this shit. So guess what? You should do the same thing to them. Just saying.
Not only you must make me continuously happy, you must make me continuously happier than all of my female frenemies, and happier than I imagine myself being with anybody else at any given moment.
Oh yes, you gotta make them feel this, that, and the other. You're just a fucking entertainment monkey for them. Yes, dance, dance, little monkey, dance.
If at any time you fail to successfully perform this Herculean task, I will drop you in an instant and immediately monkey branch to any number of other men who have been secretly encouraging me to court me behind your back.
Oh yes, there goes your lovely lady. She did stab you in the back.
As I exit, I will take everything I can from you as revenge for failing to make me continuously happy, including your beloved children.
Yes, women will fuck you in the ass if you're not careful. Oh, I know that intimately. Yeah, it felt so good. Nope, no it didn't. Well, these are the modern women you get to choose from. Yeah, once you collect them all like Pokemon, and you could get to deal with this kind of stuff. You gotta be careful. Women are getting worse and worse, just like society. Yes, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And what can you do? I know. You concentrate on yourself, make your life the best life possible, and just fuck all these people. Get rid of them. You don't need these people. If and when you do find the good woman, then you entertain that. If not, walk away. Just walk away. Well, anyways, it's Gonzo-ji saying goodbye, farewell, be the best person you can, and fuck them all. Goodbye.
Let's say you had a friend who got kicked out of 109 companies. Is it the company's fault for kicking him out, or is it the person's fault for getting kicked out of 109 companies?
Well, if they got kicked out 109 times, it's probably their fault, but it depends on the situation.
But it's probably their fault, right?
Most likely. Yeah, agreed.